Do take a seat. Am I on? Yes. Well, again, can I extend my welcome as well as Sam and Mary Ann's? It's great to have you. Before I start, I'd just like to invite all the youngsters to come up to the front. There's plenty of space up here, so don't be shy, and you'll be able to see a lot better if you come on up to the front. So I'll give you a couple of minutes while you all make your way up. Great, if you want to take a seat on the mats. Any more? There's more of you than that. Any more to come to the front? Or are you all staying at the back? Great. Would you want to turn around and face me? Because I'll be talking to you. Although they probably do want to see your faces, but I'd like to see them more. Well, I'm going to start with a very simple question for you. What day is it tomorrow? Yeah. What day? Christmas Day, yes. And what I want to know is tomorrow morning when you turn on your light and you see your room and you see the presents in front of you, what are you really hoping for? What was on your Christmas list that you're really hoping will be wrapped up in your presents? Nothing? Yeah, what do you... A new book? What book do you want?
I don't mind.
You don't mind, just a book. A book to read. Brilliant, yes.
A camper van.
A camper van? a toy camper van. Oh, okay. So, just a bit young to drive a camper van. But yeah, anything else?
A DS game.
A DS game, okay, yeah.
What?
An iPod. Ooh. Very exciting. Well, listen, I'm afraid you're going to have to wait till tomorrow to open up those presents. But a little thing I've got here. So I got a Christmas card the other day. It's got my name on it, Tom, and it says to be opened on the 24th. Now, that's today, isn't it? I think that's today, because tomorrow's the 25th, yeah. So I'm going to open it, see what it says. Merry Christmas. It says, Dear Tom, you can open these presents now. Oh, that's nice. What do they have in common? Love from question mark. Oh, okay. Well, who wants to help me open these presents? I've got four here. Shall I give one to you down there? You can open that one. Do you want to open that one? Well, there's some big ones for you. Do you want to open that one? I want to open that one. Now, don't worry about the paper. Go wild. But, yeah, I won't be using it next year, so that's fine. Go on, rip it open. You see what's inside? Mm-hmm. What do we have? Don't worry about the paper, just rip it. Oh, you've opened yours. What's that? A sun, a picture of the sun. Oh, got a picture of the sun. What's that? A lamp. Oh, that's exciting. A picture, not a picture, an actual lamp. Put that there. What else? Oh, what's that? A candle. Oh, we've got a candle. And one more to come. A big torch. Ah. So we've got a lamp, a candle, a torch, and a picture of the sun. Now, the card said, what do they have in common? Now, what do you think these have in common? Yeah.
They all bring light.
They all bring light, don't they? Yes. That's great. So during the day, we get light from the sun. But then when the sun goes down at night, we have all these other things that can give us light. So we've got a candle. If there was a power cut, you could use that. Or if you go camping, we've got a torch. Does that work? Yeah, that works. Quite powerful. And a lamp. So when you're in bed and it's dark and you can turn on the lamp and you could read, well, your new book maybe. But Do you recall, we just had something read to us about a man called Jesus. And do you remember what Jesus said? Do you remember? Yeah? Yeah, he said, I am the light of the world. Now, I don't know if that seems strange to you, but we've seen that the sun gives light, and a torch and a lamp and a candle can all give light at night. But how on earth can a person give light? It seems a bit odd, doesn't it? Do you think Jesus is saying that if you go camping, you could take Jesus with you and you could use him so that you can't see, when you can't see in your tent, you could use Jesus to see? Do you think he meant that? That seems a bit silly, doesn't it? I don't think he meant that. So he must have meant something else when he said, "I am the light of the world." Well, actually, to understand a bit about what Jesus is saying, we need to understand something about us. And about you. You need to understand something about you and me, everyone here, and in fact, the whole world. When is it that we need light? When do we need light? Yeah. When it's night, yeah. Or, yeah, do you want to? And a power cut, yeah. So at night or during a power cut, when it's dark, we need light. So if Jesus is saying, "I'm the light of the world," if he's saying that he's the light that brings light to the world, what's he saying about the world? Any ideas? What do you think he's saying about the world? If he's the light that needs to come, well, what he's saying is that the world is in darkness. He's saying that actually the world is in darkness. We're all in darkness. Now, it's not the same darkness as if I went to the back of church now and flicked off all those lights and the church suddenly went into darkness. It's not that kind of darkness. It's a darkness inside rather than a darkness outside. You see, in our hearts, we're dark. And it's because we don't know God. We're not friends with God. See, the sad thing is that God created us. And he created us he wants to be friends with us. And a lot of the time, we actually say, "Well, actually, I know you created me, God, but I'm not interested. I want to be in charge of my own life. I don't want, you can stay over there, and I'll be here. And I'll do what I want. I won't do what you want." And to show you what that looks like, the other day, Marianne gave me a Christmas present. It was very kind of her. And she said to me, she said, "Tom, it's quite precious, it's quite valuable, so don't mess around with it. Don't chuck it around or anything like that." And actually, me being me, I did the exact opposite. And I did. I dropped it, and it wasn't really by accident. And now it's a little bit broken. And it's a little bit like that with God and us. See, Marianne gave me this present. She knew exactly what it was. She knew exactly what I should do with it. But I thought, actually, I know best. I want to find out what it is, so I'm going to give it a bit of a shake and see what it is. And look what happens. It's completely broken. And it's like that with God. God says, "Look, I made you. I know what I want you to do in life, and I know how you should live." But we say, "Actually, I want to live my own way." And that means that we're in darkness. But the great news is that now we can understand a bit more what Jesus meant when he said, "I am the light of the world." See, what is it that we need when we're in darkness? What do we need? We need light, don't we? So if the lights had gone off in church, I'd have to put them back on to be able to see what I'm doing. And see, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." And that is really exciting. He's saying, "I can make you friends with God." So even though you're in darkness, even though you don't want to be friends with God, he says, "If you follow me, I can make you friends with God." So imagine you're in a really dark tunnel, and you look ahead and you can't see anything. It's pitch black. And so you look behind and, oh, that's pitch black as well. And you don't know where to go. And you take a step forward and your foot gets stuck in a hole and you think, "Well, where on earth can I turn to now? It's dark up there, it's dark back there, I don't know where to go." But then imagine if someone came with a torch, a big torch like this one, and he said, "Here, take my hand, I'll turn on this, and we can go through the tunnel, and I'll guide you through." Well, Jesus is saying, "Listen, you're in darkness because you're not friends with God, but listen to me, I'm the light that you need. I'm the light of the world. Follow me, and you can be friends with God again." And that is great news, and it's brilliant news that we can get to know Jesus more and more. We can read about him in the Bible, and we can even talk to him in prayer. And so two things to remember tomorrow. When you turn on your light and you see all the presents in front of you, two things to remember. One, that without Jesus, we're in darkness because we can't be friends with God. But yet, on the other hand, what great news it is that Jesus is the light of the world that we need, and that we can actually say, please Jesus, please guide me in life, please be my friend, and then he'll show us that we can be friends with God. So let me just pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that at Christmas time we can celebrate the coming of Jesus. Thank you that he is the light of the world, and that if we trust in him, we can be friends with God, and that we can come out of the darkness. In Jesus' name, amen.